internal process, somebody's going to be either a sensor or an intuitor. A sensor is somebody who's more into, this is somebody who's more into details. This is more the detailed thinker. The in the business world, you're going to have a lot of business people that are more sensors. Although an entrepreneur would be an intuitor, more of an intuitor generally. Sensor is going to be more into details. They're like crunching numbers and stuff is going to be more of a sensor type activity. An intuitor, and this is just internal process. How do they internally process things? An intuitor is the more the big picture type person. And the intuitor is more into concepts and ideas. Whereas the sensor is more into facts and details and reality, I guess I could say. Listen to that. Isn't that neat? Yeah. The sensor and intuitor. And if a good question that you can ask, this is kind of like the global and specific in the more global to specific in the more complex meta programs. So you could actually ask the question that we asked for the complex meta program question. If you and I were to do a project together, would you want to know the big picture or the details? Internal state is thinking or feeling. Thinking or feeling would be internal state. That means is the person, are they internally, what are they doing? How are they getting by in the world? Are they evaluating through things through their thinking or through their feeling? Now, some people are going to be primarily thinkers and others will be feelers. This is like, and it's just a, what's their general mode of dealing with the world? Do they think about it? This would be somebody who's primarily AD, like talking, you know, thinking about things and rationalizing things and going through the various options. And then there's other people that are just kind of getting a feel for it and operating based on feeling. Temporal operator would be time. Is the person a judger or a perceiver? This is closely, by the way, the internal state, you could just ask them the question, do you usually operate based on thinking or feeling? You could just, or emotion. Do you usually operate based on your thoughts and rational thoughts or based on emotion, how you feel about things? No, I'm sorry, I went back up one to number three because I didn't give you a question that you could ask them that would, do you usually, like when you operate, when you go through the world, are you usually operating based on rationalizing things and your thoughts or based upon your feelings about things? Do you make your decisions based on your thoughts or your feelings? And then temporal operator is judging and perceiving. A judger, this is going to be closely interrelated to the timeline. And the way you would find out whether they were a judger or perceiver typically is simply eliciting their timeline and finding out if they're in time or through time. A judger is through time, and a perceiver is in time. So the perceiver will tend to live in the moment. They'll tend to think about now. They'll be looking straight in front of them in terms of moving forward, living in the now, living for the moment. They'll tend to be late. This is the person that tends to be a little bit about 15 minutes late, whereas the judger will be right on time, carry the planner, they're going to have a timeline for things. They're going to see it all out in front of them. They know where they've got to be at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. This is the classic through time. So judger would be classic through time. Perceiver would be classic in time. And then you're going to have, and by the way, all of these things that we've looked at here are analog. They're not dichotomous. So it's not black or white. There's going to be shades of gray on every one. And people will be varying shades of gray on each one. So some people will be more introverted than extroverted. Some people will be more sensor than intuitor, although we all use these to some varying degree. Judging is somebody who's through time. So they're looking at their time and they're going, these are just the names that they gave them. But the judger is somebody who's on a time schedule. They've got their timeline laid out in front of them. They're going to be organized in terms of hours in the day. They're going to be thinking of where they need to be here, where they need to be there. It's just like classic through time. Just think of it as being classic through time. Yeah. Remember, it's not black or white. It's not dichotomy. It's not a dichotomy. Yeah, you could do that. But remember that even with a test, it's going to be context dependent. So somebody could be a judger at work and a perceiver at home. Please turn to page. Let's turn to page 3-3 for a second. A judger is going to have a high need for closure. A judger is going to have a high need for closure. So if you, because they're always looking to close one thing and move on to the next. They've got a high need for closure, whereas the perceiver is going to have a high need to keep their options open. You with me? Perceiver wants to keep their options open. They want to live for the now. They want to have lots of options. The judger is going to have a high need for closure. So for a perceiver, you'd want to do more of an emotional close if you were in selling, like if you were going to sell somebody something. A perceiver, you'd want to do more of an emotional close, whereas a judger, you'd want to lead the judger through the steps, like it says here on page 3-3. It says, Mr. Jones, you know there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. And the right way is, and the right way to sign up for our business consulting is, first off, we'll do a needs assessment with the client. Second thing we'll do is we'll offer a proposal. And then the third thing that'll happen is the client will generally accept the proposal and pay. Now, what you do is you would say this after you've just done the needs assessment and you've done the proposal. Okay, so you've done a needs assessment with them. You've offered a proposal. And then you're going to use your close. So you're on step number two in terms of the process, in terms of what's happened so far. And then you say, Mr. Jones, there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. And the right way to sign up for our business consulting is first, generally what we'll do is by the way, this is dissociated here. Remember, look, we were associated in the beginning. Now we're going to dissociate. First, generally what we'll do is we'll offer a needs assessment, or we'll do a needs assessment with the client. Then we'll offer a proposal. And then the client will accept the proposal and pay. Then you associate, and you go back, and you go, and you can feel good about making a good purchase. Look what it says. Only step number four is associated the first time through. Then all associated the second time through. So then you say, so let's see where we are. We've done the needs assessment, and we've offered the proposal. That's a judger close. Because the judger has a high need for closure, if they feel like there's some steps left out of the process, they'll have more of a need to create closure on that, right? So when I used to do business consulting, I wish I had this close earlier before I got into NLP, because I remember there were people, there were offices and whatnot that we would go to call on, and people would just wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. What this does is says, hey, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. Here, typically what we'll do is we'll do a needs assessment, we'll offer a proposal, then the client will accept the proposal and pay. Now let's see where we are in this process. We've done we've done the needs assessment and we've offered you the proposal. So how would you like best to proceed? That's a judger close, because the judger has a high need for closure. Okay, let's move to page 3-4 in our manual.